Episode 819, Are You Living or Existing?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day. I'm so thrilled that you are here. Oh my goodness, time is just flying by, and I cannot believe it's already Saturday. We are going to chat about marriage, relationships. Are you living or existing? We're going to go deep, not too deep, but one that's going to give you a really good thought, especially for the weekend. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. And before we go too deep, I have to give a huge shout out. Hey, Heather. Hey, Shannon. I just wanted to send my love to you specifically and say I really enjoyed our time together. They took advantage of the Take Aim call, and you know what? It's amazing what happens when you step out. So today is a question for you. Are you living or existing throughout your day? Are you going through the motions on autopilot, or are you being present in the moments? It's challenging to live on point every minute of your day, let alone every minute of your life. But when you let down your guard and revert back to old habits die hard, what are you truly missing? You're missing a lot of good, juicy stuff. So let's get really personal here. Are you living or existing in your marriage? Silence. Crickets. We don't even want to talk about that, do we? Marriage, what do you mean? This guy sleeps next to me. I don't know. I get up. I take care of the kids. I try to run the household. I do my job. I take care of the community. I go and do my stuff at church, and then I come home and I lay down and I start it all over again when my alarm goes off. Is that living or existing to you? What is it? What's the health of your relationship? Do you have like convenient intimacy? I know, I told you we're going to get personal. Or do you plan and enjoy each other's company the way God designed marriage to be? I'm not saying you have to make it all like honeymoon every single time. But it's important that the two of you come together as one. And I'm not just talking about the sexual intimacy. I'm talking about the intimacy in conversation, the intimacy of touch, the intimacy of words. All of this is vital to the health of your relationship. You see, you want to live, love, and impact. In order to do that, you got to have a healthy relationship. And you might be saying, well, I'm not married. It still applies to you. How are you in your relationship right now? Are you living or existing? Are you just going through the motions? When you exist only, you are putting little to no thought into your life. What really matters to you? And whom matters? If I was to ask your husband right now, you know, Bill, I want to know how Sue is. You know, what is your relationship like? What would he say to me? And you're like, oh, he would never answer that question. It's too like personal. Oh, you would be surprised. I've talked to spouses before. And the sad thing is they think the children come first. They think everything comes first before them. Now, of course, I agree God comes first. And then ultimately, you need to come next, because if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else. Yeah, I failed in that department for many years. I'm learning. I've changed up my routine, my habits. Every once in a while, my seasons in life change, and I've got to kind of change some things back, and then we go back. You know, everything is change, right? Change is a constant. But if you're just existing, there is no change. You just want to go through the motions. Oh, I'm getting up. I'm going to bed. I'm getting up. I'm going to bed. That is the roller coaster of life, right? That is true living. No, it's not. It's existing. And that's what you're choosing to do. And if your husband is sitting there going, I don't even know my wife anymore. Maybe your kids are getting older. You're getting close to becoming an empty nester. Or worse yet, you the kids think you're an empty nester already because they already know it all. They're in high school or even upper middle school or even in college. And they're like, I don't need mom. I don't need dad. I'm okay. I'm going to do things my way. Well, then already it's like, who's that person in my bed? Who do I see across the table when we go out to dinner and it's just the two of us and I don't know what to talk about? I don't have anything to talk about regarding the kids. I resort to what the kitty cat did and how funny she was with playing mouse with a sock. Are you living or existing? Now, I understand that we can be in a season of life that there is barely enough time to breathe and tie our shoes. I get that. I'm in a season kind of like that now, and oh, I've had talks with God. I'm like, Lord, I cannot do this of my own power, of my own strength. You have got to get me through my day. But I can't just choose to exist. When you're just going through the motions, believe it or not, you're making a choice just to exist. I'm just going to get through. Do you think that empowers God? Do you think that's living out God's dreams for you? I don't think so. Because you see, if you want to grow your marriage and create a deeper relationship, you must live daily. You have got to be alive, feel each other's hearts beating, spring forth with gratitude, serve with a willing heart, live, love, and impact. There's no satisfaction in existing, none whatsoever. In fact, it can actually be very, you know, energy zapping. It can suck all of the energy and effort, your will. It can just drain it completely. Sometimes you can even have a fallout because you're just existing and there's no satisfaction in that. When you just want to get through your day, how does that bring and give you happiness? How does that give hope to your life? Because when you begin to strip love and hope out of your life, what do you have left? I know I told you I was going to get personal. But I care about you. I care about your marriage. I don't want you to be in a predicament where your husband looks across at you and says, I've fallen out of love. Or I'm done. I don't know you anymore. My life has gone on and you're not there hanging with me, so I think I'm done with this relationship. Or maybe it's you who's saying, my husband's not there. I'm kind of done with this relationship. Granted, there are situations that marriages need to be ended. Divorce needs to happen. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about you being alive in your life, choosing to live out loud, being vibrant, having joy. Yeah, it's not always going to be joyful. You're going to have trials and tribulations. But in the end, there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You are created for greatness. And that greatness is not in only raising your children or accomplishments in your career and community. Oh, no, it's not. It's in your marriage. What's your relationship? Because when you're done here on earth, the only thing that you have left are your relationships. That's the only thing you're going to take with you. You can't take all your money. You can work up that bank account as high as you want it to go. But man, what about that love bank account? How's that working for you? Where's the intimacy of words being shared? Where's the love? Are you living or existing? I want you to stop the excuses. Yeah, maybe this is Mama Bear sitting here, you know, kind of tapping you on the shoulder saying, enough is enough. Whatever and wherever you are in your walk, in your journey, you need to answer the question, am I living or existing? And if you're saying, oh, you know, I'm just tired. I'm moody. I just don't feel like putting that much effort into a relationship. I'm doing everything, right? I'm cleaning the house. I'm cooking the dinner. I'm raising the children. I'm disciplining the children. I'm the one getting us to church. I'm the one who pays the bills. I'm the one who takes care of the car repairs. I'm the one who goes grocery shopping. I'm the one who shops for clothes. I. And no, I'm not stuttering here. But if you're acting out of that situation, you got excuses. You're just existing. And that's a very dangerous place to be. You need to covet your relationship. God put that person in your life for a reason. That doesn't mean you're always going to get it right. That doesn't mean that you're just going to have this happy, go lucky, easy going relationship. No, marriage is not easy. I know, I've lived it. But I'm telling you, it's worth all of your time and energy and more to have a relationship with the one that you love. So what do? How do you begin to truly live? How do you put your relationship first instead of just existing and going through the motions? Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Show and tell. It's all about show and tell. It's about putting your marriage first with purpose-driven action. Most of us are what? We're just going through the motions. Old habits die hard. It's easier that way, and I know it is, because you're on automatic pilot. You get up, your feet hit the ground, you go, you maybe wash your face, you brush your teeth. Okay, maybe first you go to the bathroom, then you wash your face and brush your teeth, and you jump in that shower, and you get ready for your day, and you get the kids breakfast, and you get them out to school, and then you take care of the hubby and push him out, and you're like, yes, finally freedom, I can do what I want to do. And then it's like, okay, in the afternoon, the clock strikes a certain number, and you're like, okay, now I got to get the kids ready, I got to make sure I have dinner on, I've got to make sure I take care of the hubby, I make sure we have whatever we need for the weekend, I've got it all squared and set just the way is needed. That's my life. Woohoo! That's not a purpose-driven action. Those are just habits. You're just going through the same routine over and over and over again. So what does it look like to have purpose-driven action in your marriage? It's show and tell. That's number one. How does your spouse receive love? Answer that question. That's the show part. How does your spouse receive love? Maybe it's through dinner. Maybe it's through sexual intimacy. Maybe it's through a clean house. Maybe it's through time, like watching a favorite movie with him. Or, you know, you rent a movie. Or maybe it's a certain show that's on every night of the week. And he's like, I just want you to be with me. I want you to watch this. And you're like, well, you know what? I could be doing 10 other things. But to him, that speaks volumes. I need you beside me. He doesn't get it, but that's what he wants. We need to serve. We need to be willing. We need to spring forth with gratitude. Love them where they're at. So answer the question, how does your spouse receive love? That's the show part. You got to give it. Number two, how does your spouse know your love? How do they know your love? We're talking here about the tell part. Speaking words of love and writing words of love. You got to tell them. Yes, that means you have to say, I love you. I know. But if those words feel a little uncomfortable, maybe you have another saying that's special. I have a saying that's in Hawaiian. I write it a lot to my husband. That's something special only between the two of us. I've never shared it with anybody else on this earth except him and me. That's it. So what's special for you? Speaking the words of love. What's another way to say I love you? Maybe it's an Eskimo kiss. That's how you say it. When he leaves for work, it's the nose to nose, the cute thing, the cute hug. You've got your little kind of goodbye thing. Maybe you're like, I've never done that before. I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Maybe you need to think about those things. The tell part, the show part. It's all about show and tell. You didn't think you were going to come back to kindergarten, did you? Everything you needed to know, you learned in kindergarten. Show and tell your hubby today. Show and tell your sweetheart how much they mean to you. I know I can hear you already. So great. So what do I get out of this? It's not about you. You see, Christ didn't say, what do I get out of this? I'm going to die on the cross, and what do I get out of this? What's your relationship with him? Are you clinging to him like he requests? Are you doing the same thing and just kind of existing with him? It's a two-way street. It's not about what you get out of it. It's what you can give. And I promise you, your reward will be greatly received when you do it the way that God sees it, the way he wants you to become beside your mate, your spouse. It's not going to be easy. But in your vows, did it ever say, hey, you're getting married and this is all going to be easy. It's all downhill from here. Oh, no, it's not. It's all about loving sacrificially. That means what? You're sacrificing for one another. And it all starts with you. With a purpose-driven action, show and tell. Maybe you're sitting here going, oh, this is a lot to take in. I know, I like to get heavy on the weekends, but I wanted to give you something because on the weekends, most of us, what, are with family. So I wanted to leave this in your mind so you weren't as distracted and confused with your other daily comings and goings in life, your other responsibilities. Sometimes the weekends allow us a little bit of chill time. Well, that chill time needs to be spent also with your spouse. So think about it. Maybe you don't know how to go about it. Well, reach out like Heather and Shannon did and say, oh, yeah, I need something more. I want you to come beside me. Click on the link, take aim. That'll bring you this little simple form. It comes right to me. I promise you no one else sees it. It's confidential. That will begin our conversation. We'll set up a time for us to talk. It's free. And I want to offer that to you. But you have to take that first step. You're talking about purpose-driven action. How much is your marriage really worth? And I'm not talking about monetarily. I want you to look at your heart. It takes three, right? The Trinity lifestyle, mind, body, and spirit. Where are you in your marriage today? Are you living or existing? I want you to think about that. I want you to pray about that. And I want you to move forward. Wherever you need your next step to be, your show and tell, go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.